Episode 1269, What You Believe Determines What You See.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy every day. Are you ready for a splendid week? Yes, it is Mindset Monday, and it is time to get your heart in groove with your mind. It's all about what you believe determines what you see. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today's episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Yes, if you are ready to take action in your life and ignite the motivation on a daily basis, you're going to want to be on the cutting edge in the AIM Academy. So be sure to go on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up to be the first to know. Belief is a fundamental need of the human psyche. What you believe determines what you see. If you're wanting to reach your dream or goal, how much do you really believe you will get there? Seriously. Do you really believe, like if you had to place a bet, and I'm talking about a financial bet here, how much money are you willing to bet that you're going to achieve it? I heard a interview just briefly. I didn't catch the whole interview with Magic Johnson, and an incredible basketball, right? He's a legend basketball player. And growing up, I believe, if I remember correctly, he was one of 10 children. And his father worked with up in Detroit with, I think it was the GMC. He worked there for 30 years, retired from there. And he talked about how, you know, he lived a life that was poor. But he always had rich dreams. He knew he was going to make it, and he did it. Incredible. Do you have a rich belief or a poor belief? It breaks my heart when people talk about their dreams and goals for life, big picture stuff. It's the vision and the mission of their heart. Yet they continuously stumble and fumble through life, not getting what they want. You see their belief within themselves as a poor belief, one that stifles growth and accepts excuses as part of the norm. Is that where your life is? Is you're just saying, yeah, well, I can't do this today. Well, because I can't do it. Are you not doing it because you really don't want to do it? Or are you not doing it because you're accepting that this is kind of just where it happened to be and you didn't really prioritize accordingly? Yeah, I'm hitting at it really hard today. This is your kickoff to your week. What you believe determines what you see. If you are letting everything else get in the way, then the heart is fragile and has little belief. Therefore, the actions taken are more doodles of the day, not impact actions of their life. Poor belief. It's a belief that jails your heart for life. Who wants a life prison sentence? Poor belief's going to get you there. And it's unfortunate because a lot of us are leading that type of a life. Some of us don't know. Others do know and they choose to stay there. But something tells me you want more out of your life. You want a rich belief. So how do you find rich belief? And I don't mean money here. I did ask you to place a bet financially, but now we're not talking money. Rich belief is substantial, abundant, something you can sink your teeth into. It's tangible, it's bountiful, it's fruitful, it's vivacious, it's joyful, it's impactful. something that goes beyond the surface. It hits the mind, body, and spirit, and it attaches to the heart. It's a rich belief, and it's not something that is made up. This belief is real. It's palpable. It can carry you through the toughest of times. Why do you think people quit on their dreams? Why do you think people quit their goals? Why do you think people quit their life? They're lacking a rich belief. Where do you stand today in your life? Are you stumbling and fumbling? Are you accepting where you are? Now understand, we all go through seasons. If you're a mom that has young children, you're going to be limited. So I'm telling you, though, to work within your season, not to look so broad spectrum here. The season of life that you're in, you need to have a rich belief. You can do little things when you don't have a lot. So how can you get to that rich belief? How do you get it? Well, you got to dig for gold. And that is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Dig for gold. Now, this is not money, even though it sounds like it is, but I thought it was kind of cute, you know, the whole idea of this belief and it being rich. You got to dig for gold. You've got to go where you're really going to find it. And that's searching deeper than just hanging on the surface. All right. So let's break it down. Number one. Give it to God. First and foremost, you must give it to God. If you're not having a conversation about where you are in your season of life on a daily basis, you're not digging for gold. You're just not. You're not having a rich belief. I'm not saying that you don't believe in God. Nope, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you are not having this daily interaction with God. That is so fundamental in achieving your life's goals, your life's mission. If it's that important to you, it's important to God. So give it to Him. Talk to Him about it. I told you all early this morning when I was recording yesterday's episode, episode 1268, which was Moving Little Mountains. And I told you about how this weekend my goal was to tackle the boxes. I kid you not, I lost count after 50. We went through so many boxes. And this wasn't like we were just starting the process. We had already unpacked lots and lots and lots of boxes months ago. But I still had so many boxes. And when you walk in the main door, there were the boxes. And you'd walk around the corner, there's some more boxes. You'd walk into the sunroom, there's some more. Every room you went in, there were boxes. And I just couldn't take it anymore. Well, my mission in my season of life called moving, because it was getting to me, was to get rid of these boxes. You know, we conquered them all. As of tonight, or yesterday, I should say, last night, it's done. It is finished. All the boxes are empty. Now, is every room completely put together and all pictures hanging on the wall? Not yet, but we'll get there. But it's a little step within my season of life. Now, through this whole process, what did I do? I gave it to God. I was exhausted. I shared with you all that I was going through a fast, a two-day fast, which I do regularly. And during this two-day fast, you know, what's happening to, you know, your body is a great thing. But when you're putting it under an extreme amount of stress when it comes to working out, I mean, I was working out for like, 12 hours through the day times two. It was crazy busy, crazy hard. Thank goodness I didn't actually work out, but I was doing different work. I did more stairs than I care to even talk about. I did more levels of the house than I even care to admit. But through the whole process, I gave it to God. It was up to Him to help lead me and guide me and give me that strength to take every single step. And you know what? Yeah, I believed I could get it done. My husband, as much as he does believe in me, He was kind of okay with making one room kind of the storage room. And I was like, no, we're not having that. It's not going to happen. He's like, I just can't see you putting, I mean, this can't go anywhere else. And I was like, it will go there. I had a rich belief. I knew I could do it, hands down. I gave it to God and said, Lord, you got to help me with this. You got to give me a clear mind. You got to help me organize accordingly. You got to help me put everything where it needs to be. You've got to, you know, clue me in over here. He was with me with every single step. I couldn't have done it without him. I cannot wait to crash and go to sleep, which of course you're listening to this the next day as I'm recording it. So really, I had a really good night's sleep, but I'll tell you that maybe tomorrow. I did promise that if you wanted to see my before and after, head on over to our Instagram page, which is Create Your Now on Instagram. And well, it's probably not there yet on my story because it's probably already expired, but I will put up the new and I'll have to figure out how to do like a side-by-side before and after. It's pretty incredible. I do say so myself. It's pretty spectacular and amazing. So yes, give it to God. He wants it. Number two, the O, organize your thoughts to reflect your heart. How many thoughts have you had already today that says, you're not going to get done what you want to get done? How many? Probably a fair guess is about 8, honestly, already. And maybe you're not even midway through your day. Maybe if you're coming to the end of the day, maybe you've had 20. We don't like to have positivity in our life unless if we learn it. Unless we've been exposed to it. We are attracted to the negativity. Why? Because, well, I believe we are sinners and that's why we're attracted to that. So you have to organize your thoughts to reflect your heart. That may mean that when you're talking and all of a sudden you catch yourself saying, I can't do this because, and it's applying to your dream or your goal in your season of life, you need to stop yourself and reorganize your thoughts. Even if you're talking to a friend, your husband, just stop yourself. Say, whoa, wait, hold on. Take a breather and do it, because when you speak it, that's power. So organize your thoughts. Number three, L, it's a double whammy. Live and learn. Your failures become your greatest lessons. But unfortunately, we think of our failures as failures, and that stops us. It stops a lot of us. But if you want to have a rich belief, you got to live and learn. Live and learn. Your failures, bonus points. Just think about it. When you make a mistake, think bonus points and move on. All right? Now, I know this is a lot to take in, but you cannot live the life of your dreams and actually go and serve those that you love the most, the world that you touch, if you do not have a rich belief. You have to have it. So finally, number four, D, dig deeper than the day before. It's all about progression. Life is a progression. It's a beautiful journey with winding roads that lead you to the places you could never imagine. This is your story. And if you want your story to include your dreams and goals, aspirations and hopes, you have to have a rich belief. Do you have it today? Are you wanting it? Are you saying, yes, I'm in? Now, is it going to come easy? No, it's not. It's not. You have to practice it, right? Practice brings progress. And with every little bit of progress, you become perfectly imperfect. And in God's eyes, that's perfection. So are you willing to join with me today? Maybe you want some help with this. Maybe you're like, okay, I want this, but I'm kind of lacking in a couple areas. Will you come and help me. Yes, I will. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Yes, you actually get to talk to me. And maybe you need to just clear your mind. Maybe you need to just let your heart unwind. Maybe you've had so much going on in multiple seasons of life. And you're like, I just need to be heard. Is that you today? You need to be heard? Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. You can have a rich belief, but you have to be willing to go dig for gold. Because what you believe determines what you see. What will you see today? Abundance? Joy? Gratitude? Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.